All week, as part of our series, A Nation Engaged, NPR is looking into the question, does your vote matter? Today, we want to hear from a man who was at the center of a moment when every vote did matter.
And right now is moving our earlier declaration of Florida back to the too close to call column.
Sound familiar? That audio from November of 2000 when George W. Bush beat Al Gore by less than 600 votes in the key swing state of Florida, while Ralph Nader, the Green Party candidate, got nearly 100,000 votes in Florida.
Nader's doing two things in this election. One, he's taking the Green Party towards that magic 5% number, which would qualify them for matching federal funds. And in certain states, he's hurting Al Gore.
And many still blame him for George W. Bush's election in 2000. So here we are in 2016, which is shaping up to feature two presidential nominees with historically bad favorable ratings. Could this be the year for a third party? Ralph Nader joins us from the American Museum of Tort Law, a museum he started in Connecticut. Ralph Nader, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, I want to start with the election that's going on right now. And you were quoted last month as saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win the Democratic nomination by dictatorship. Do you think that the primary on the Democratic side was a fair fight?
Well, I meant a party dictatorship. The rules of the Democratic Party favor the establishment candidate. They have closed primaries in many states. And that favors the establishment because it's very hard for independent voters to get in, and they favor Bernie Sanders substantially. And there are all kinds of little ways that the Democratic National Committee can favor the establishment candidate. It can reduce the number of debates. It can schedule the debates at times when there are major sporting events. And that's what I meant. It wasn't really a Democratic procedure inside the Democratic Party.
But the fact that Hillary Clinton has won millions of more votes in this primary process, does that make you think that at least she would have gotten it any way you sliced it?
Well, that's another problem, a winner-take-all system. I like proportional.
But I'm saying even when you look at the overall popular vote, she's well ahead.
Yes, but, you know, the system doesn't reflect this the popular vote. It reflects who wins the most elected delegates. But in this case, there are 20% of the superdelegates that aren't elected, mostly cronies of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton political section of the party.
So would it be fair to say that you're a Sanders guy if you had to pick between these two?
I don't pick between two. I don't like the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I think they are indentured to big money super PACs, with the exception of Bernie, of course. Now, I believe in voting your conscience, which means there are small parties that offer options too. The Green Party that's probably going to have Dr. Stein as the candidate, or the Libertarian Party that has already nominated the former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. There are other parties too, and you can always write in your vote. I believe in maximum choice for the voters.
And do you think that this is the year that we're going to have one of those third party candidates on the debate stage? Do you think they can get to that 15% in the national polling in order to qualify?
They're not going to get to the 15%. That's an incredibly high hurdle that historically has almost been off limits to third party candidates. And so the debate commission is going to have to be pressured by public opinion, by media reviews, by asking who's on the board of this debate commission, so they lower their private barrier down to, say, 5%, which is a more reasonable barrier.
So I imagine that there are a lot of people listening to this who are saying, you know, I agree with everything he says right now, except I don't want to go for the perfect and allow Donald Trump to become the president because I vote for who I really want instead of voting for Hillary Clinton. How do you respond to those people?
Well, I think voters in a democracy should vote for anybody they want, including write-in or even themselves. I don't believe in any kind of reprimand of voters who stray from the two-party tyranny and from the commonality that these two parties have demonstrated in terms of allowing big money to corrupt politics, allowing Wall Street to override and take much control of Washington, and allow our foreign policy to be so militarized. If you don't deny major candidates your vote, you can't possibly change it. That's the only language they understand, Jeremy, is to deny them the vote. Having said that, I think Hillary Clinton will defeat Donald Trump because she has the greatest ally, which is Donald Trump defeating Donald Trump. He is unself-controllable. Not just uncontrollable, he is unself-controllable.
There are a lot of people who still blame you for George W. Bush's victory in 2000 because you ran as a third-party candidate, and it was so close in Florida that it, you know, if it hadn't been for the votes that went to you, people would say those votes may have gone to Al Gore in bigger numbers, and therefore he would have been the president. But what do you think about that now, 16 years on?
Well, I believe that's inadvertently a political bigoted comment, because if we all have an equal right to run for election, as we do, and we're all trying to get votes from one another, as we do, then we're either all spoilers of one another or nobody is a spoiler. Because if they call third-party candidates spoilers, but they don't call their major opponent in the other party a spoiler, they are assigning a second-class citizenship to the third-party candidacy. Having said that, what about 250,000 Democratic voters voting for Bush in Florida in 2000? What about all the shenanigans that distorted honest vote counting in Florida? What about Mr. Gore not getting his home state of Tennessee? What about the political decision 5-4 of the Supreme Court, which should never have made that decision, to block the Florida Supreme Court's ongoing recount in Florida? In short, any one of those, everything else staying the same, Jeremy, would have won for Al Gore. And Al Gore knows this, which is why he does not blame the Green Party.
So what do you think about people who do blame the Green Party?
I think they're fact-deprived. They're either fact-deprived because they don't go through the facts as I've just narrated them, or they're looking for scapegoats. The Democratic Party felt chagrined that they couldn't defeat a bumbling governor from Texas with a very poor record on children and on pollution and other things. And so they're looking for a scapegoat as to why they didn't landslide him, and the Green Party was a convenient scapegoat. That's not the first time major parties have scapegoated third parties and tried to turn them into third-class citizens.
How optimistic are you, Ralph Nader, that the system is going to change in your lifetime, that third parties will be able to compete very well in elections?
Well, actually, I'm quite optimistic because, first of all, we're going to get more billionaires and hopefully some more enlightened ones going into the presidential and senatorial elections in the future. That's one benefit of the Ross Perot and Donald Trump candidacies. Second, the barriers to third parties are beginning to be reduced. There have been many lawsuits brought by the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or the Conservative Party that have cut back in state after state, so the barriers are becoming more surmountable to give the voters more choices and voices. And third, you look at the polls, they show about 60% of the American people want a viable third party. Well, maybe if we have instant runoff voting, maybe they'll start voting for a third political party and not simply say, well, we're going to go for the least worst because we know only one, a Republican or Democrat candidate, can win.
Who are you going to be voting for this time around?
My vote is always private. I think I like the privacy of the vote, so I don't say, but it's not hard to conclude who I'm not going to vote for.
Well, I can tell that you're not going to vote for Trump, but would you say you're also not going to vote for Hillary Clinton?
I never vote for a corporatist or a militarist. I never vote for Wall Street over Washington or wars of aggression by candidates who even scare our generals.
That is Ralph Nader, who is the author of Unstoppable, the Emerging Left-Right Alliance to Dismantle the Corporate State. And, of course, he was the Green Party candidate in 2000. Ralph Nader, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.